Hey, today's lunch. Ben Nisha is a Chaim Elizabeth Shem Shnayim Moshe, and then the Rivka is Moshe Israel. It's Chus for Shalaim Chaim Moshe Shiva Melki, and it's Ben Sarah Mir and Bracha Basar Melka. It's Chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We taka see all these hostages brought back very, very quickly. So actually, just one thing on what we learned a couple, 2 days ago. I actually met a Sfardi this morning, and I asked him, and he did tell me that. And again, could be that amongst the Svaradim, there's different minhagim, but he told me that for three, they will count, for Zeman of three, they will count up to anybody over the age of six, one person over the age of six. For Elikenu, they will only count from 12 years and up. That was, again, we know in the Svaradish community, there's a lot of different minhagim. So this was Takalamaisa, I asked him. Okay. We're holding Siman Reish Aleph, the last Siman in Hilchos Brichos HaMazon. Sif Aleph says the Mechaber. We're here over here. We're going to talk about who is the guy that's supposed to be leading the benching. Okay, Gadol Mevarech Afila Ba Besayf. So the Gadol, whoever's the most chashuv a person there, he should be the one benching. Even if he didn't come in the beginning of the meal, he only came at the end of the meal. The Im Ratzalit and Rishus Lakatan Mevarech. If he wants to give somebody who's less in Chachma than him, it's not talking about age, it's talking about Gadol b'Chachma, then he has a right to give it up. V'hani milik k'she'en sham arich. That's when there isn't a guest over there. So the first case over here in the Mechaber is talking about you have five people, three people eating, and they're sharing a meal. There's nobody's a guest, nobody's necessarily the host. They're all partners in the meal. However, if there is a guest, if there's a guest, you should ideally give the benching to the guest. Now, within the guests, you can once again, the appropriate thing is to give kavod to the gadol. So if you have three guests, one of them is gadol b'chachma, you should give it to that person. Now, even if the balabayas, so monk's guests, you would go in order. But even if the balabayas is a gadol b'chachma over the guest, you should give it to the guest. Why? Kadesh yivarech lebalabayas, because this way the balabayas will get a bracha. Uma bracha mevarcha. What is the bracha? Yehi ratzayin shelo yevash v'lo yikalim balabayas. The balabayas should not be embarrassed, nor yikalim is chas v'shalom destroyed. Loi ba'olam hazeh, not in this world, v'loi ba'olam haba, not in the next world, v'yatzliach b'chol nechasav, he should have atzlacha in all his possessions, v'yin nechasav mitzlachim, u'krayvim li'ir, they should be mitzlachim, and they should be close to the city, shouldn't require travel. Travel is oftentimes very treacherous. V'lo yishloi tzatim b'maisa yadav, the satan should not have any shlita, any hold over his maisa yadav, over whatever he produces from his hand. V'al yizdakek l'fan of shum devar chet, shouldn't stumble on any dvarchet, v'hirer avon, even a contemplation of a sin, v'ata from now, from the moment that you're benching, v'ad olam, and forever. V'im balabayis roitzel levater. What happens if balabayis says that I'm okay, I don't need the bracha, ulevarach al b'chasa, ulevarach b'chasa mazin. So Mechaber now throws in over here an important line. Ultimately, it's the Balabais's decision. So if he wants to take the benching himself and not give it to a guest, he has a right to. Says the Ramah, he can give it to anybody he wants. So summary, very simple. Ideally, you should give it to a guest, give it to our guests over there, because this way the Balabais gets a bracha. If there's no host, no guests, everybody's a partner in the meal, then you give it to the Gadol, that he should. The Gadol has a right to be mevater. And the Balabais ultimately has the full decision. There's one thing that, and we mentioned this much, much earlier on, there is a minig that on Leil Seder, the Balabais, the person leading the Balabais, he's the one, usually the Balabais is the one leading the Seder, the Balabais should lead the benching. It says in the Pasuk, right? And since he said, the Balabais leading the Seder, said, Kol Dichvin Yesv, he's opened up his door, so he's a toivayim. So Leil Seder, there's a minig that the balabayas should be the one benching. Says the mishaber, gadol mevarech, hey na gadol b'chachma shebchalam isubin, the one who's the gadol b'chachma, who ye are mevarech b'yichas hamazin lekulan, and that's why l'mashal b'shalashudis, the rav is the one who always leads the benching. After hashda, meaning shekolech mevarach laatzmai belachash, even though everybody's benching on their own, kadel b'simen kuf pei gimel mikomak mini derech eretz lechabdei shehu hamezamin. So even though that person is only doing the zimun, he's not being meitzi everyone. It's still the appropriate meaning is to be mechabed him. Umeir shekolam esumehim balabat v'shachem shehen. As we mentioned, that everybody there either owns his own food or they're partners in the meal. If one of them is balabayas, as the mechaber said, David Toli Boy, Litan Larich Levarich, it's up to him. Kalakame, as the mechaber is going to say, or the Mishi Yetzim Rebbe said, to anyone he wants to give, the Yavarich Gamken Labalabayas. Im Agadu Moitzi Lecha, Shekaran Hust, Yavarich Achav, the person who's the Gadol, he sneezes a lot, or he has a lot of spit or spittle coming out, then and it's not appropriate then that he should be leading. Should give it to someone. And he'll have to constantly stop. And he'll have to spit. And the people are going to have to wait. There's some places that have a meaning that you give the oval within Rachmanel Tzlan within the first year that he should lead the benching. That once again is only if everybody has an equal hold on the meal. Once again, if there's one guy who's a balabayas, Tali Ritzayim balabayas. Let me share it to you. So again, the balabayas gets to decide. The Kolshkin writes about some work, and certainly if he wants to give it, if he wants to do it himself. So then we said, going back to the first case, that everyone is equal footing. There's no balabayas over here. You give it to the Gadol. Even if he came b'saif, what does it mean? B'saif says m'shabur hasuda kol heicha d'imesu humidi matzul amechol. That as long as if you would give the other people something, this goes back to the other halacha of who you can be mitzaref, right? So as long as the people are still able to eat, you can be mitzaref. Those simin kuf tzadik zayin sif aleph. We don't have to go it over. Ayin sham umestabra. The im masha b'sudasa, this god came late, and now everyone's gonna have to wait for him. You don't have to wait for him. He should just answer and continue eating, right? So this is a summary of everything we learned from the beginning of Zimun. So if, let's say, three people started eating together, and now the Gadol walks in at the end, and it's at the point that the first three people, or somebody from the first three people can still eat, so then you're able to be mitzarefim. If they can't eat even another morsel of food, then you can't be mitzarefim. Now, assuming that you could be mitzarefim, then you should give him, because he's the gadol, and he should get the benching. However, if you're going to have to wait for him, that's what we just learned. They're not meshubit to wait for him. It's three against one, or two against one. They don't have to wait for him. So then he should just answer with them, so he gets zimun, and they can continue benching. A guest is referring not just to a guest who bought his own sandwich. That wouldn't count as a guest. The guest is somebody who is eating from the meal being served by the balabais. If there's a number of archim, so although it's appropriate for the balabais, as we said, to be mechabed, somebody who's a gadol, but again, it's as long as there's a balabais, it's always his choice. Uma bracha mevarcha, what is the bracha that you give him? So the mechaber gave us the nusach of a bracha. V'seicha lechem chamudis tamu. Lama anu mishanim nusach habracha v'alabayis v'mashanem v'shas. If you look in the Gemara, there is a slightly different bracha over there. It's actually shorter bracha. Rachmi v'arachas v'alabayis hazeh. Right? And they don't do the whole birchas ha'arach. Our meaning is, you have a guest, he can say this birchas ha'arach, and it's printed in all the benches. Okay, then we said that the balabais, for shahi, if he wants to keep it to himself, shaloi tiknu litun la'arach eloi teva, sekadei shirachenu, this whole takana to give it to a guest, this is for his benefit. The kolshkin shema'arach ena hagamein of the yeshay lasas ken. If he thinks that it's inappropriate, this guy is not roi to bench, or it's not the kovadik for the suda, that should be the person benching, he can give it l'misha yirtzayin, and afilu l'mechad samach ha'shachani m'chan lo'i d'meim z'oynoi. What happens if he has somebody who's paying him to eat by him? He can give it to anyone. Okay, so summary, balabayas, give it to anyone. No balabayas, you give it to the chash of a person there. Okay, says the mechaber sif beis. Now, we know that there's a rule very often, we're supposed to be mechabed, a koyin. Okay, says the mechaber that although there is a way to do this, you have to be very careful on this. It's not just so pashut that you always give it to the kohen. Lo yakdim chacham yisrael lekohen amaretz levarach lefarach derech chayku mishpikuhuna. So you have a gadol over there, and he says to the kohen, I gotta give it to you. Yeah, Zvi, you're not gonna like this. Yeah, I gotta give it to you because you are a Kohen, and that's the rule that we give Kohen. Now, why is that inappropriate? Because what? Because although Kohen has a kedima over a non-Kohen who's on the same playing field, but we know or same level, but we know that Torah trumps kahuna. So you have over there a gadol b'chachma, somebody who's a talmud chacham, and you have a Kohen, not Yitzvi, because you're a talmud chacham. You have a Kohen who's who's an am haaretz, right? And the talmud chacham says to the Kohen, "I'm giving it to you because you are a Kohen, and that's the halacha. I should give it to Kohen." That's incorrect. He's actually being mevaza his Torah. Now, the Chacham could say to the Kohen, "I'm giving it to you. Not that I'm giving it to you als kahuna. I'm being mevatar. I'm giving it to you, just like I can give it to anyone else." Now, what happens if you talk have a Kohen Talmud Chacham? Then mitzvah like dimash. You're supposed to show, but when it comes to anything with Davish of Kedusha, the Gemara says, Levtoyach, we touched already upon this and other things. So, yes, you're supposed to give Kedima to the Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham because that he has both attributes. He has the Kahuna, you have the Kedashtai, and you have his Torah. But just to give him to for the Talmud Chacham to say, "I'm giving it to you out Kahuna," that would be inappropriate. He has a right to be Mevata and just give it to him, but not because he's a Kohen. Says the Mishabur, Lo Yakta, Marina Gemara, Duhu Bechlau, Masniya Ahavu Maves, Shemasniya Satoru, he's hating on the Torah because of the general population. Shayyamish, Shayna Hashuva, Kokach, Beroysim, Shacham, Shuffle of Nehemarits. Let's say, oh, he's not so Chashiv. The Afshu Kohen, Miles of Torah, Gedolim, Miles of Kahuna. The mile of Torah is greater than the mile of Kahuna. The problem is him saying, "I'm giving it to you out the kahuna." That's not appropriate. If he just gives it over to him just because he decides he wants to give it to him, since that guy's only getting the benching because of the permission of the Talmud Chacham, he can even give it to a non-Kohen. If you have a Kohen Talmud Chacham, who adin kisheshneim ein chachamim. If you have either you have a choice of a Kohen Talmud Chacham and a Talmud Chacham, the Kohen Talmud Chacham wins, or you have a Kohen Amaretz and a Yisrael Amaretz. Once again, the Kohen Amaretz wins. Mitzvah like dimei vafilim Talmud Chacham who gadol mimani. They ain't all of chiyav lechavdei machmatz mitzvahs kedashtoi. Mikol makom toiv sheyakdem a Kohen lefanav. Kevin shu gam ken chacham oisikenu umarach yamim. So if you have a Kohen Talmud Chacham and a Yisrael who's a greater Talmud Chacham, there you can still give it to the Kohen, because at least he has Torah in it. You're not creating an embarrassment for the Torah. Okay? Now, Leftoyach Rishon, so what does that mean? But when it comes to the Kohen, Bekriyas HaTorah, we give him the first Aliyah. Levarach Rishon Besuda, Bebech Samoitzi, Ubech Samazah, Bechain Lohaitzi Bekiddush. So we do say that you're supposed to give him to do that mighty first. You're supposed to give him the benching because of Paisin. The Chalal Leftoyach Rishon Ulias Reish Hamadam Mechol Kibus Lirish Tchila. He speaks first. He gets to have the first speech. But again, this is all if he's a Talmud Chacham. I'm going to remember what's added. The Aliman beKedashti who derives of LaYismach the Malma Mikol Makayim. And Makayim writes Alach LaChalik Kavod LaAchav B'Chol Zerishai. So although the Torah says beKedashti, the Kohen has a right also to give it up. Rak beKriyas HaTorah and Yachal Limcha. Only when it comes to the Aliyah, the first Aliyah, the Kohen cannot give it up. Hey, we had all this already, Mishabur. Siv Katan Tes. Amrina Megamara, that Kohen, Yito Mani Yafa Rishon. He gets the best portion. Right, Zalai Mishi, Yisrael, Tzarech, Litin, Kohen, Mani Yafa Rishon, Chalam, Esuvin. The Yisrael gives out, he has to give it to the Kohen first, and the best piece. Vein Adafke, Bechaver, Mamasun, Mesudai, Bitzdaka. Avakashi, Kohen, Chalak, Eze, Shutfis, and Chaver, Yisrael, Loi. If it's a partnership, then he doesn't get anything more than his partner. The Abra, meaning Garmana, Kohen, Noise, Einoi, Bechelig, Yafa, Einoi, Roy, Sim, and Bracha, Loilam. We have to question the other outside of the Aliyah. Oftentimes we see we aren't Magdim Kain. He tries to explain it. You are supposed to give Kedima to the Kohen, assuming you're not creating a problem. The simple case, like we just had, if you have a Talmud Chacham and an Amaretz, so then you're creating a problem because it's a bezayin for the Torah. But outside of that, if there isn't, we should. The appropriate thing is you are supposed to give Kedima to the Kohen. Toiv lahakdim alevi gam ken liyisrael alevi shot imem shavim achachmei. They're the same. Bichsam azav amaitzi v'chem enesin esat tzedaka. If you're giving out tzedaka, you should give it to the levi first. Tamakdimi oisiv v'kriya v'gam ken lufnei yisrael. We see that although the levi is after the kayan, the levi David, the levi comes before the yisrael. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mi'atz Hashem, we will finish with Simon Reish Aleph tomorrow.